T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback.
They got a lot of good young position players, but they lost Council and they lost both Burns and Woodruff and Devin Williams. They don't have the closer, Devin Williams.
And the Pirates are still the Pirates.
The Cardinals have, I believe every starting pitcher on the Pirates is 44 years old. Do I have that correct?
How about you go find it out? I do all that damn legwork for you.
Yeah, you do.
And then I get accosted.
I'm sorry about that.
I didn't say Pirates. I said the Cardinals.
I meant the Cardinals. Listen to the arrogance.
Oh, okay.
Listen to the arrogance there. I believe I'm trying to be arrogant and sarcastic and funny, you know? I believe the average age of the Pirates starting pitchers is 44. Trying to like crap on the Cardinals and feel good about myself.
Yeah, it was 28, by the way.
Yeah, that was the Pirates.
Now you go find out the Cardinals one, even though I did already.
I thought you looked at it.
35.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 34.6, but I rounded up.
Yeah, good job. Nice job.
Oh, thanks.
Way to go, phone guy.
Yeah, I called someone and had them. I asked someone's opinion. It's like, what should I do here?
It's 34.6. He called a hotel.
Yeah. Said, hey, I need to talk to Barack Obama. I hear he's staying there. Yep, we'll connect you right away. That was EPing 15 years ago, by the way. No such thing as HIPAA back then. You can get medical records. Jordan Bernfield was doing it.
You got Jordan Bernfield's medical records?
No, he got Derek Rose's.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know that I know every detail of that story.
Oh, I'd be happy to tell you off the air one day.
We're on the air. We're right here.
No, HIPAA, remember?
We're right here for you.
Yeah, okay.
Garrett Crochet pitched, five innings? Is he still in there, Garrett Crochet? He's not your opener day starter. He's an actual starting pitcher today for the White Sox. Good for them. Danny, I have a question for you. How many baseball games will there be in this regular season? How many games will be played?
A lot.
Yeah. Nailed that.
Well, 30 teams got to play 162 games.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So
2,430 baseball games, baby.
Okay, right. Then you need to do, so it's what, 162 times 15, right?
Yeah, because there's always two teams in there.
All two teams
are. 112, 129, 101, 126, 148, 116, 152, 117, 103.
Doesn't even include the postseason, sir.
All right, so how many?
That's what I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating the constancy of baseball over the course of the next 6 months. Let's go. And some of those games are going to be really, really good. You got to watch all of them.
Inevitably.
You have to watch every single one of them.
Because occasionally some of them will be really
that's
good.
That's right.
Okay.
That's my commitment to sports.
And odds are you got to be lucky enough and hope that it's a Cubs or Sox game.
Right, because you don't have time to watch the other games right. While you're watching your local game.
So the likelihood right. of catching any of those good games is pretty low.
But seriously, the good Lord created the condensed game in his infinite wisdom. On MLB.com, if you the next morning or the MLB at Bat app, the next morning you settle in, you watch any game that was supposedly great for 10 minutes. I do it every morning.
You watch every game?
Not every
all
game.
All 2,000
but,
games?
No, but I see like, oh, there was like these three games were interesting.
Yeah.
I'll put it on there while I'm show prepping, while I'm doing other stuff, have those condensed games there so
yeah.
I can see all the plays and see all the context.
Listen, I love a lot about baseball. I dislike some about baseball. Something that Boog Sciambi said with us in one of his first appearances on this show really stuck with me. He said, you know, if they were creating baseball today,
yeah,
they wouldn't pick 162 games. It makes no sense. And I think that that is a great way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, the constant nature of it is nice and comforting and the companion sport.
We're talking to Boog tomorrow. Is
yeah.
that right? Boog
yeah.
shall
yeah,
be
4
on the
o'clock.
Show.
Boog will be on at 4 o'clock
we'll
to
see.
Recap opening day. Yeah, maybe 4:08.
Don't care.
That was the Super Bowl pick.
That's Boog about football. I watched a football playoff game this year with Boog. Which one was it? It was 49ers and Packers. Had Boog over the house. We're watching football, and we started talking, Danny, about how they end games with kickers. You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, it's ridiculous.
Was he Larry David?
Yeah, in a take. He's like, we're ending a football game with a guy who's 5'8", 165? What are we doing here? And he said, it'd be like ending a baseball game with, and my other friend who was there said, trivia, which I think is a funny answer. So ending a football game with a kicker is like ending a baseball game with trivia. Just freaking random. Your sport is idiotic.
My sport is idiotic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I made my point.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Sure.
I feel good about that.
Sure. I guess I would just counter with, it's the best television product ever created.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
every game matters, and we know and care about every team and every storyline.
Hmm.
That matters.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, good talk.
That carries a significant amount of weight for the football argument. But and then, by the way, I would say that against my beloved basketball. Also, every basketball game doesn't matter. So it's hard to convince me that every game matters.
Yeah, we haven't even touched on the Bulls beating Indiana by 25 because it's just a game.
It's just a game.
And they lost the other night to Washington, and that was another just a game.
Yeah, and so that's a thing that happens with baseball. Doesn't mean I don't love an individual basketball game and watch a ton of them and watch damn near every individual baseball game. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But it is hard to get as worked up about the results of an individual baseball game.
Yeah.
To me.
I understand.
When I know that there's another one tomorrow and you can flush it and they all tell you to flush it and the significance isn't there.
I know I'm not, you know, the common, I'm not like a normal, you know, baseball fan because
You're not the common man.
Well, no, I have this obsession and now I have this obsession with the play-by-play part of it. And like, something that Boog said last year about it, like he said, he finds the game to be doing the games themselves to be kind of a mindfulness exercise because you have no choice but to be locked in order to work on the game and like learn know everything that's happening and stuff.
That's every play by play job.
Yeah, I think it's true.
Yeah.
I think it's true. Yeah, I'm sure he was speaking also of basketball, whatever. But
yeah.
But I took it to heart in the context of baseball because I get that little taste of trying to do it or whatever. But it's like, to really be locked in on a baseball game and pay attention to every little detail takes a certain level of mindfulness that I need in my life. You know what I mean? Like a lot of us need it in our lives. So having the opportunity to really, truly focus on it is nice. And there's some space in there as well.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that, I mean, I've been with you where you've been watching baseball games and you've been locked into every little detail. And I've been with you watching baseball games where it's background noise and a companion sport. And that's the beauty of it. It
mm-hmm.
can be on the radio when you're at the pool or doing lawn work or doing at the beach, whatever you're doing in the summer.
Yeah.
Or it can be, I'm going to the game by myself, listening to Pat and Ron call the game, keeping score.
Right. Don't you think
like there's a wide range of it.
I think you're exactly right. Don't you think like the being at a ballpark could be a lot of different things? It could be raucous and lively and drinky and like chatting to people. It could be a party.
Could be a business meeting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right, exactly. And it could be like you're describing like sort of solitary and peaceful and serene if you want. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
It could be nice and quiet, and you go sit off in a little different part with the headphones on or off and just, like, listen to the sounds of the game and keep score. Like, you can make the ballpark experience whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty unique to sports, that you can kind of craft that ballpark experience into whatever you want.
Well, that's certainly not available in the NFL, right?
No.
Like, you'd have to do, like, small college football to get any degree of, like, calm. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
a non-sellout, non-passionate, you know.
Yeah.
random school game.
You could probably do it in the NBA.
Yeah. Well, but the thing about the NBA is there's a lot of circus.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
It's just noise.
Dude.
It's a lot of music, a lot of, you know, timeouts, a lot of people throwing bowls onto their head on unicycles. You know what I mean? It's a, dogs are catching frisbees.
Hold on. Can we back up here a little bit?
Yeah.
Throwing bowls onto their heads on unicycles?
Yeah. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's
about.
The Red Panda.
Red Panda? Everyone knows who Red Panda is.
It's the most popular halftime show outside of the one guy with the two chihuahuas.
Yeah, Speaks, I'm surprised you missed that when you're not barking for your free sandwich. You know, there's other things going on the court.
Yeah.
The Red Panda is an institution.
Yeah, it's very common at basketball games.
I've heard of the Red Panda, but I didn't.
Clearly you haven't.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a thing that happens. The Red Panda's got to be booked six nights a week.
Easily.
Just going to, from NBA game to
big-time
college basketball game. She's a powerhouse.
Oh, right. That yeah, it's sure.
Don't pretend like you know what
I'm saying. But you said Red Panda, and I'm thinking, is it a person in a panda bear?
No, it's an Asian woman.
Yeah, that's what I realized when he said six nights a week. And
did I not describe it pretty accurately?
You did.
She's on a unicycle, kicking bowls under her head.
Yeah.
And catching them.
That's exactly it.
Bowls.
Yeah, like cereal bowls,
yeah,
soup bowls.
Stack them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know, I mean, honestly, it
sounds like a hell of a
better
show.
Look, this is not just one long con to trick you. Like, we're not all improvising here at this absurd concept.
Oh, no, it's real.
That'd be great. That'd be really cool. That'd be a really good job by you.
Red Panda's her stage name, guys, but she really goes by Jan.
Hey,
I'm the Red Panda. I'm here for a game tonight. My name's Jan.
705 Joe. All right, blind or out of your mind.
Honestly, yeah, it would be good for your game to embrace the Red Panda, put her on the dugout.
Sure. Yeah,
between like the third and fourth inning.
They do that. That's what it says. Southpaw's got it covered. Southpaw.
No.
Southpaw
has
a fun show.
Southpaw has nothing on the Red Panda.
Do not besmirch Southpaw.
I just did.
Tanny's daughter is a huge fan of Southpaw.
Yeah, she's at the prime mascot age. We were celebrating Benny's birthday last night. Oh, I was showing her Benny the Bull throughout the years.
Oh, you
she
were.
She was distraught at the one from the 1960s.
Oh,
when people just did not care what kids thought of the presentation. And she's like, here's something terrifying.
Here's the devil.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go look at Benny from the 60s. Did she miss Fat Benny? Whoa, Fat Benny.
She got a real kick out of Fat Benny. Wham, wham. And yeah, she did not know about Fat Benny. It's like, this is the Fat Benny that mommy and daddy grew up with, all right?
Yeah.
So show some respect.
We went to the game the other night, and Christine's like, I miss Fat Benny. And I went, whoa, Fat Benny. Bam, bam, whoa, Fat Benny.
Shane, can you look up what Skinny Benny's shooting percentage is on the backwards half-court shot this year? Because it's remarkable.
All right, so you are asking for Skinny Benny, right? You're not asking for a different mascot?
The Pirates mascot.
Okay.
Pirates mascot.
The Buccaneer man.
The gorilla.
I think.
Gorilla.
I think his Instagram or his Twitter account like keeps the stats on it, or someone will be able to. But he's.
It's absurd.
It's legitimately the most undercovered athletic story in Chicago this year. He's shooting like 40%.
That's good.
On backwards half court shot. Backwards half-court shots in a mascot uniform during an NBA timeout. He's got 90 seconds to make it, and he's literally making it at like a higher clip than Io is shooting for three this year.
Hold on. If he's got 90 seconds and he keeps firing up shots until he makes one, that is not 40%. He's probably like 1 for 9.
No.
So you mean each time.
He makes, per session.
That's not a shooting percentage, okay?
Technically, it's not a shooting percentage.
Okay.
Yes, but in terms 40%
sounded an awful lot like a shooting percentage.
Each session is an individual is like
its own occurrence.
I'm saying
every sack is a specific occurrence. I get you.
Bulls Bucks is one shot. I mean, yes, he takes 9 or 10 of them, but that's one. And then Bulls Pistons.
So he's 40% in terms of session hits.
Again, Shane's looking it up, but it might be 35%.
Yo, I don't care to do this.
Yeah.
The mascot for the Bulls.
You mean
like you're reducing me to less than phone guy? Hey, Shane, scroll the mascot's Instagram, brother.
Hey, when you say don't want to do this, you mean the job in general? Or
no,
just
I said
like,
I don't care to. I'm looking.
Mangert when you need him? I'm sure he's got that stat.
I mean, honestly. Someone that has to have that stat. Rich Wyatt. We can get an answer on that.
Happy birthday, Rich.
We can get an answer on
Happy birthday, Rich. So close to Shane's. It's amazing. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Shane.
Much further apart in age.
Yeah.
Shane's a little ornery right now. He's a little on edge.
Well, look what he's been doing. He's been adding up and averaging the age of Pirates pitchers against his will, and now he's looking for...
I think you made this up, my man.
He's looking for mascot shooting percentage.
No, it's accurate. Benny makes way more of those shots than he should, and it's amazing that it's even incorporated into the live presentation, because that's like, oh, yeah, he'll make one eventually.
Yeah.
Like the confidence that they're going to roll him out and make one, it's absurd that he makes them so often.
He does it every game. The crowd expects him to make it. His stats up on the Jumbotron on how many games he's made it this year. I will text someone with the Bulls and get an answer by the end of the show. I'm confident of that. You can stop looking if it's not readily available.
No, hold on. I'm calling Michael Jordan. One second.
Check basketball preference.
It should be, frankly, on his
website,
Twitter account, and Instagram, because it's the it's better than the popcorn gag.
I'm going to be honest. I don't follow Benny on social media.
All right, well.
Benny rules, all right?
He does rule.
By the way, in case I don't get a chance to say this next week, happy birthday to Tommy Hawk. They're celebrating that next weekend.
Enough.
I may take her to that game.
That's talking hockey, non-hockey. Happy birthday, Tommy Hawk.
These birthdays, seems everybody's having them every day. People are having birthdays.
The Bulls want me to sign up for postseason presale tickets before I can find Benny's shooting percentage.
They'd be lucky if they host a play-in game at this point.
Oh my God. Okay. We got a lot going on, including our conversation with Craig Counsell at 5. Parkinson Spiegel on the screen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.